her mom loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
Yeah, a little petty to get us started for the week.
Come on, I don't get the chorus. You're killing me.
Well, I just wanted to hear the Love Jesus part.
I need the chorus.
Oh, and I can't do everything.
Thank you.
Are we sure he's like not a Christian artist of some type? No?
Tom Petty?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
All right. It's Monday, everybody.
Monday.
You survived the weekend.
Laundry day has been completed.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night, oh yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, all right. On today's show, we've got so many topics we can't even shake a stick at. This is gonna be a wild week because I've got 5 pages. Faith's got a whole list of things. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand, it's all right.
We told people to call in with their rants, and evidently they did. So we've got to get to that too. But
oh yes,
I got 5 pages worth of stuff to talk about.
Is really Monday a good day to have rants? I mean, should you leave rants for like Friday?
No, you don't want to frustrate. Mondays are already ruined. You might as well play them on Mondays.
They're not ruined.
Yeah, sure.
Why are they ruined?
Because it's Monday.
I got all my laundry done. That's a good thing.
Maybe they're listening to this at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and you didn't get all your laundry done yet, because you hadn't had your laundry done until like later on in the day Friday.
Yeah. You usually finish it about 5.
5. Well, last week we started with a rant. I wasn't too proud of that show, actually, because I never came back around. I never got over it, you know?
Yeah, like, you were just mad and irritated.
There was no resolution, yeah. You know? But there's resolution now.
Yeah, there is.
I don't have DSL.
It's called No Verizon.
No.
For anything. That's the resolution.
That's the resolution. I'm sorry.
What a stressful week. And you know what? I don't even want to hear about how stressed out you were about it, because you didn't spend hours on the phone with people.
I was only mad for that one little pretty good time. You took care of everything.
I spent the entire rest of the week
dealing with people. Making you do all that?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, here's the thing. You're very good at getting free stuff.
Yes.
And you actually enjoy sort of the process of getting free stuff. So it's not like I'm making you do this. But there came a point during this process where you'd had enough.
Mm-hmm. I was done.
And it was too late for me to step up because there was nothing left to do, really.
But I'd already gotten all the free stuff.
Well, today you...
But there was at some point where you're just like, you know what? It's just not worth it.
I felt a little bit bad this morning about wanting you to call about that today.
Yeah.
But it was like, I need it so I can be home tomorrow.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I woke up and the first thing I see...
Please call.
Please call.
Well, the cable company had shut off our internet, and we didn't tell them to do that. We just wanted the television shut off, not the internet. And so so you called and they said, no, we didn't do that. And I was like, yeah, they did. And then they did, and they turned it back on.
And I messed with it, and I said, well, send somebody out because we got to have it. He works from home. Okay. They have had the best customer service of anything anybody mm-hmm. I've dealt with.
Sure.
I mean, they have been great. I mean, DirecTV did well.
Yeah.
They were even mostly nice to me through the whole process on Saturday. I did get $100 credit because somebody hung up on me.
Yeah. But hey, I'll hang up on you for $100, man.
I'm like, I went, you've got to be kidding me. She just hung up on me. $100. I was in the middle of telling her what had happened that day.
Could you professionally be hung up on? We can make a living with that.
This is what she did, and I was a wee bit frustrated, and I was explaining what had happened throughout the day, and she went, click. So did I not come out there and go, you've got to be kidding me? She just hung up on me.
She was very angry.
So I called back.
Yes.
Yep. I explained it again. I'm so sorry, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen,
we will make that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$100. We also need, we're going to move very quickly from topic to topic. Don't expect smooth transitions, okay, people? We also need to update everybody on thejesusgeeks.com.
Plural.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The takeoff or the sequel to.
Is he the one who didn't like Texas?
TheJesusGeek.info.
Is that Clifford who didn't like Texas?
Yes, Clifford from TheJesusGeeks.com.
Yes.
Called Texas ghetto and said he hated Texas. Now, he has apologized on his show.
Yes.
Okay. He's apologized to all of Texas.
Oh, well, that's good.
And he has clarified that it is only Oak Cliff that is ghetto and that he hates.
You know why? Oh, he lived in Oak Cliff?
Why?
Because he went to Christ of the Nations like I did.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And it was the game.
And you knew people from Washington at the time.
What?
He's from Washington.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you knew him.
I wonder when he... What's his name?
Clifford.
His real name. Is that his real name?
As far as I know.
Huh. I knew a Jeff. I knew a Scott.
There you go. Maybe he combined those two names and came up with Clifford.
No, Steve wasn't Scott. Steve.
Okay, is this Steve relevant Nine. In any way?
No, but I'm just saying because he may be listening and go, I knew him.
Yeah, okay.
What year did he go? Did you go, Clifford?
You know what? You can catch up later because right now we got to move on. He apologized.
Yes, he did.
And we're happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we?
Did he know Jonah? Did he know Kevin Jonas? Because, you know, that's the Jonas Brothers' dad.
I know. I don't know if he was there then. Helen said,
that's awesome.
He sounds young.
Oh, so he's like way after me because I'm old.
I don't know about that. I just think he sounds young.
So there you go.
Good grief.
It's been a long time.
Throw yourself under the bus there. Hey, I'm jittery.
I'm jittery
inside. Can you feel it?
No.
Right here inside. Football season has started.
Yeah, the game's on. Yeah. Or it was on.
As we are recording, the game comes on tonight. Yes. So we're having a very hurry so we can get through and I can catch the end of the game.
You know what I'd like to state?
What?
I'm not stating sides or anything.
Yeah.
I just want to state.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, this is a political statement.
What?
Why is it that the Democratic National Convention, which was on last week, was on every major network? NBC, Fox, ABC, CBS was the only one that didn't carry it. And of course it was on PBS because they always carry it. The Republican National Convention is on right now, this week. Only PBS is carrying it. I'm just making a statement about they're not even trying. Stop it. They're not even trying to pretend to be impartial.
Uh-huh. Did I mention it was football season? I love football.
I'm just making a statement. I know you do. That's because you care too much.
I care too much. Okay, so you know what you need?
What?
A life coach.
Why? My life's just fine.
Charlie was at a meeting the other night.
I don't need a life coach.
He was sitting beside a guy. And
Can I be a life coach?
He said, so what do you do for a living? And the guy goes, I'm a life coach. I help people with their oneness.
What? Did Charlie fall for this?
No. Charlie, come on. It's Charlie.
Well, sometimes you gotta, I don't know.
No. He couldn't wait to tell me about it.
Oh, okay.
What do you say to something like that, you know? I mean, you know, what kind of things come out of your head when you're a life coach and you help people with their oneness? I mean,
oneness.
Is this a problem? Are people splitting? Are there like cell divisions going on and people just breaking in two and walking around? There's just two of me now. I don't know what to do. You need to stay one person. Stay one person. Does he walk around with a whistle? Okay, everybody out of the pool, self-pity. Stop and give me 20 affirmations right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll laugh at that later. Sorry.
Anyway. Fine.
What was he doing at a techie meet?
Oh, I don't know.
He was just trying to get customers.
I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't delve that deep into it. I couldn't get past the help. I help people with their oneness. Ding. You know, you can just hear the ding. It's like, whatever the word guru. Can we go back to that?
Guru.
You're not a life coach. You're a guru.
Life guru.
You're a guru. then at least you are what you sound like you are.
What is that? Where were gurus? Where'd they come from?
India.
I am that a was guru like... from India. And I help people with their wellness.
That's not an Indian accent.
It's not?
No.
Really?
No.
How would you know?
Because...
I'm not from India. I'm from Washington. This is a Washington accent.
I help people with their wellness.
At the 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are
you going to buy that Snoopy?
Finish it. You can't just do that part.
What? Thank you. Come again.
I have no other choice. I have warned you many times. I have no other choice but to say thank you. Come again.
No, it was another choice to say, please don't ever come again. Thank you. Come again.
I must kick you out of my store. Don't ever come back. Thank you. Come again.
I don't remember all the bits. There were tons of bits. We're doing Homer by the, not Homer, but I mean the Simpsons dude.
Simpsons guy from the Simpsons. Yes. Simpsons the Slurpee. Dude guy. The Slurpee gas station.
The Maximart or whatever.
Whatever what was it is, called? Yeah.
Mini
That was
Mart?
Like 10 years ago.
Something Mart. I don't remember.
I didn't watch The Simpsons.
What? It's a cultural classic. How do you keep up with modern day happenings if you're not watching The Simpsons to figure out how they're translated
you watch
through
The Simpsons?
Scott Groening's head?
I watch the news.
There you go. And that explains a lot of our relationship.
Hannity and Combs.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's move right along. We do have a call.
We do.
We do from La-ti-da.
Let's take La-ti-da's
call. Maybe she has a rant. We'll see.
Personally, I am thrilled when the blind squirrels become singing squirrels. I think it's wonderful. Don't listen to anybody else. Keep singing.
Sing something we can understand.
I was singing in tongues.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not an interpreter.
Oh.
So you need to wait.
You didn't know what I was singing about?
No.
Yeah. Too bad. It was really good. yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Did you smoke something in the other room or something?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Did you?
No.
No. So what are we going to sing for her? She wants us to sing.
She wants us to
sing. Don't tap your
tap your
pen. Yeah, she wants us to sing.
Sing.
Sing a song, sing it all day long.
You know what I sang today?
Even if John doesn't want you to sing a song.
You know what I sang today with Lauren? Would you like to know what Lauren and I sang today?
What did you and Lauren today sing?
Other than Jesus Loves Me, which we sing 10 times a day. But
yes,
what we sang today was, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never zoom o'er the enemy, because I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, no,
but
sir.
But I'm in the Lord's army. Not because I'm in the Lord's army.
There you go.
But I'm in the Lord's army.
In the Lord's army. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we sang that today.
Yeah, I got to come in here and sing my favorite song.
Oh. Okay.
You know, I was almost a country and western. Oh, hello, cutie pie. How are you doing?
Hey, Buford. How you doing?
Good.
Did you get that?
Did you get that
sheep problem taken care of with the sign and John Wilkerson and all that business?
I'll get back to that later. I ain't got time for that right now. I got coming here and I got to sing a song. And also, I need to tell Brad that I have put in a call to cancel that contract that I mentioned earlier.
What contract?
You didn't actually. Dude, you were just kidding, right?
Oh, yeah, just kidding. Right, sure, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, yeah. Just kidding. But
what contract?
Well, you know that Clifford feller.
Uh-huh.
You know, he said something against Texas.
Oh, okay.
Every time Beaver says Texas, he has to put his hand over his heart and have 3 moments of silence. So.
3 moments? 3 seconds?
Moments. No, 3 moments.
Just 3 moments. Okay.
Anyway, so I called back and to cancel because I heard he apologized. And I also heard he was talking about Oak Cliff, which is barely Texas, right?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Anyway, I came in here to sing my favorite song.
Okay. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm a cowboy.
Are you going to leave when you're done?
On a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted dead or alive. Wanted, dead or alive.
Dad.
I'm sorry. I couldn't handle it anymore.
What are you? Did he make it through the door?
It was just one of those beanbag things.
Yeah.
I had loaded in the shotgun.
You okay, Buford?
Whoa. Wow. What was that? Oh, I feel a little stunned and everything.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think I'm going to take some aspirin.
Why don't you go rest?
Yeah, I need an aspirin or something.
Yeah. Oi. Does he have to sing? It's very grating.
That was Lottie Daw's fault.
Thanks, Lottie Daw.
However, I would really like it if Sandy Patty would stop singing on the show. That was really
me and you too. Me and you too, both. Both me and you.
Oh, man.
Both of us. We is on the same page, Missy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really gross. She sounded like one of those Disney princesses. Only the cheesy ones, not the ones that are in the movies, although those are awful too, but the ones that are at, like, Disney World. They've never really made it on Broadway, so they're Disney, and they're like, maybe Disney will give me a job, and then they sing like that. So I think she should go work for Disney, or maybe
she's too old.
Disney, and that's how she got the record deal in the first place.
That's
my theory.
That was a long way around,
and I'm not quite sure what it was, but maybe
it was a long way around for the whole Sandy Patty at Disney World thing. You know,
why are you playing Sandy Patty? I thought you said you weren't going to do this anymore.
I did. Oh, did I play Sandy Patty? I don't think I did.
What are you doing?
Did I?
What was that? What is this?
I don't know. You know, Sandy's not too Sandy anymore.
In our last few minutes together, I want to share with you the greatest story.
I know this voice anywhere.
The most incredible ending for all of us.
Yeah. She didn't sing, actually. She just kind of stood there. So anyway.
You didn't let Lottie finish.
I was trying to hit a Sandy Patty song.
Oh.
I always pictured Sandy Patty as a little... Wasn't she a little bitty skinny thing?
No.
She never was.
Not really, no.
Seems like I had an album of hers and she was really skinny and stuff.
You had an album of Sandy Patty's?
Well, no, I didn't. But like when I was a kid, my mom did, and I was like in the album family album collection thing.
Oh, I love this song, not necessarily her singing it, but I, you know. How great they weren't.
That's almost as good as Buford. Don't you think? No.
Seriously.
Not really.
You going to compare that to Buford?
Okay. Guess not.
Great. And I'm not quite sure what it was, but maybe you can go back and listen to it again and figure out what it was. So,
okay, we'll
by
try
the way,
that.
This is Lottie Daw, in case you weren't quite sure. All right, bye.
We got that part. Okay, we got it.
We know your voice anywhere.
And we got a new caller in this. Do we have time to do a new caller? No, you know what? We don't have time to do a new caller.
We don't?
Nah, wait. We'll wait till tomorrow.
Stay
we'll
tuned till
so
tomorrow's
till tomorrow,
show, where we'll have a new caller.
You will hear from Greg. Okay,
Greg?
So Greg? Yeah,
Greg who?
He'll get mentioned twice. Greg Wright from high school, my best friend from high school.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't know Greg's last name, but Greg from Spokane, I think.
Spokane, Washington.
Washington. Is that a state? Okay.
Can we really not do this again?
Steven said that that Washington is a state of mind.
Oh. Isn't that a song?
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Billy Joel. Oh, I hit my head on the door.
Yeah, you've been rubbing it ever since. You think I got gout in your head, maybe?
No, but
that's
I
what
have
it was the
bruise.
Last time. Hey, by the way, everybody, that turned out to be a spider bite, just so you know. The gout.
What's the gout?
The gout she had last Friday turned out to be a spider bite, just so you know.
I didn't think it was gout. I hope it.
And it's all better now. It's all good. And so yeah,
it made my whole leg hurt.
For
man.
Those few of you who didn't realize we were kidding, we appreciate the sympathy cards in the mail and the flowers you sent.
Yes, thank you for caring about me.
But you might want in the future take it. This is a comedy show, and so we kind of exaggerate things.
Yeah.
But still, the thought is very sweet.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you.
Yes,
it's good to know I'm thought of, and all that.
What do you mean and all that? You see, you just belittled everything I said
I
by saying
and
all
of
that.
And all that. I did not.
And all that. What kind of rude, why you to be rude to the customers, listeners, people out there?
Why don't you go out there with Buford?
Are you kicking me in my own studio?
Mm-hmm.
I shall not tolerate this. I shall have to fight back.
Madam, this means war.
Okay, not really. She gave me the gout look. Yeah.
Oh, there's a look now?
Yeah, there's a gout. Okay. There's a gout look, and then there's a blood-sucking goat look. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That was the gout look.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get out. That's what it was.
It was a get gout?
The short get gout.
get gout.
Got gout?
That was Friday's show.
Oh.
This is this today's show. What are we going to call today's show? We were all over the boards.
All over the boards. There
well,
you go.
That's going to be the whole week.
Oh.
What do we talk about?
Random week.
Football. Life coach.
Life coach.
That's what we'll call the show. Life coach.
Okay.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go. Vayos con Dios, everybody.
Vayos con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.